want to give a little bit of chazara through the prism of the rush of the sugya that we were learning until now about Emet, and then from there we'll go right back to Ger Katan. Turn to the rush in Siman Lamed Ches, just to read a few lines. Nice summary. Please. Siman Lamed Ches in the rush. Again, not the whole thing, just a little bit. He quotes Rashi Pirish Rashi. It's in page Chavav, column 1 in our print, halfway down. Hodein Mekayim and Hechad Lo Pascha Le Milsi Shlo Pascha Minach Reyuso Shlo Nisratza Miyolun Le Izgaya. Point part of Rashi Shita. What's Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is Lekidim Matbil and Eved Bal Karacho. Take a look on the last two lines of the first column. The Ma'ad Parashina and the Kohen Rashi, the Tvilas Abdus Yochal Atvila Bal Karacho Lechule Alma. Not only Rav Shim Ben Alos, even Rabbanan agree. Amayin Amat Vila Bal Karacho. Why don't we do it? Yeshlomo the Takana the Rabbanan Yishlo Yovalik Lachshel Shabbat Biyisiv Heter. Kevin Shani wrote to the Kabbalah of all mitzvahs. The old Dane told the Chayav of the Mitzvahs, Miach Hashem wrote to the Shamram. It's reminiscent of our present day Geirus. Okay. This is the Yisod. Kol Zu Ashita Pirashi Al Derech Rashi. This is what he says over here, the small ratio of the Korban Hashanel. Shemitok Lashono Mashma Shetvilas Abdus Yibal Korcho Shalevet Uvalo Kabbalah. After Rabbanan, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, below Nechleku Ella B'Tvilas Cherus. The second step, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saw after Tvilas Cherus Bal Karcho. Tell you the two step, here Bal Karcho, there Bal Karcho, become Jewish. Rabbanan Savri Davka Midaito Ube Kabbalah. Okay, but then, as we mentioned this year and yesterday, the Kamar Hashas Lo Pligi Rabbanan the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Lo Yafas Toar Lo Shaycha B'Mitzvus. Aber be ever the shaykh with mitzvahs, I feel the rabbanon boldly, pirush Rashi, ever the shaykh with mitzvahs, sheshav beveisel shel Yisrael, yomim rabim, v'noag b'mitzvahs. Remember the rabban said kami yomim, he says yomim rabim. I'm not sure 5 days counts for rabim. Mashma afal pish lo kibul b'shas tefilas abdus, ela shenoag beveis adonav. Question whether it's willingly or not. It sounds like it's not even if it's not doing mirtzono. Sounds like that way. As the Ramban said, "Avol mitoch divrei Rav Alfasi's al mashma shetvilas avdus l'rabbanan tzorach shetia midato v'kabbalah." So it's completely impossible to have this two-step of becoming a Jew without any kabbalah. You need a kabbalah on the entry level, even to become an eved. This is to discuss a brief summary of those discussions. We're both eved open to Gemara to Ksubas of Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Hope everybody has it. Yes, they were only reading it from the Rif. Then we're going to read it from the Gemara itself. Says the Gemara, Masech Tekshuva, Saf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, talking about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a case of Giyores, V'Shvuya, V'Shivko, Niftu, V'Nishgayru, V'Nishtachru, P'chusim, B'Nol Shim, V'Sholosh, Shem Yom Echad, Ksubos, and Masayim, V'Yeshem Tanas Psuma. So what's doing here, Masech Tekshuva? What do you mean, a Skyru less than 3 years old? How do you do that? Om Ravuna, Ger Kot Mat Bilan also al Daz Bezin. Maika Mashalom, Tischusulo, Bezochalonam Shalom Bafanam. We know this already. Tanina, we all know. Elsewhere, it's already, we already learned it. Zochin La Adam Shalom Bafanam. Vein Chavin La Adam Shalom Bafanam. So, since we know it already, so what's new? Says the Gemara, no, something big new. Mao de Tema, Ovid Kacham Befker Nichole. The Kaimalon, the Eved, Vadebef Karenichale. So therefore, it's not good for him to become Jewish. He's going to lose out his Efkerus. Kamash Malon, the Hani Bili Godel, the Tom Tam, the Yisura. Abakotin, Tzchusulo. That's the Chiddush. We know that Zoch, Orosh, Lafana. The Chiddush is, it's considered to be a Tzchus. Any questions so far? Poshup Shah. Leimah Messiah, Hagi Yoris, our Mishnah. Shinishtak, Nizgaira. My love, that Belinda while Daz Bezdin, How else? Lo. Hagam b'mayaskinan, v'gerish and his gayer bonov u'bunos of imo, the nichaluhu b'may da'ovet avuom. What does that mean? What does that mean? The whole family came together to do the gerish. And therefore what? Which point, Rabbi Osai, did we disprove? Right? There was a proof in the Mishnah, and we disprove, we refute the proof, we rebut the proof. Rabbi Osai, it's important to understand two things Rav Huna taught us. Number one, that it's a schus, and Bezek can determine it's a schus. And number two, they have the ability, the power, once it's a schus, to achieve the gerus. Now the Gemara is saying, no, you can't prove these dual concepts. Why not? Because we're talking about a case of Nisgairu Bonav Abonos and Imo, the Nichalu B'mayt Ovid Avuon. Rabbi said, which of the two, or do we rebut the first, the second, or both? Again, Rav Huna was based on two assumptions. Number one, that it's good to become Jewish, and therefore basically make a determination on their own. And number two, they have the power to create a conversion based on that determination. Which of the assumptions is refuted with this line? Denichalu b'maydavad avuon. Anybody? Both? Could be. But of course, it's not necessary to refute both. If you refute either of them, then Rav Huna's din is not proven from our Mishnah. What am I driving at over here? Yes?
Then, do you have one factor but not the other, you still do it with the cousin?
Oh, that's the big question over here. Is the pshat that it's just a matter of psychology? This is a psychological statement. You're saying that the average kid, it's good for him to become Jewish. Psychologically, it's good for him. No, it's not good for him. The only time it's good for him is if his parents convert with him. That's good for him to be part of the family. But fundamentally, Rabbi Osai, even the Maskana, after this refutation, is only one type of Ger Katan. It's only Matbil and also Aldaz Bezin. Except, we have no proof that every single case of Aldaz Bezin is good for him. So then, but perhaps if it's not good for him, unless he has his parents with him, so then perhaps Rav Huna is incorrect when he said, Stam, Matbil Nosal Das Bezdin, maybe only if his parents come with him, then Matbil Nosal Das Bezdin. It's one way to learn the Gemara. A second way to learn the Gemara, the exact opposite. No. A new Chiddush. Maybe Rav Huna is wrong. A Bezdin on its own cannot achieve Geirus. He's a new Din. What's a new Din? A Din, Gersh and his Gairu, Bonov, Ubonos of Imo. The nichlu the ma'adav lavun. It's not all das best. It's all das the parents. Not doing best. Yes.
Rashi says the best is like an
out. I'm learning Gemara without Rashi. Just Gemara. I'm just pointing out that there seem to be two ways to learn what the Gemara is saying over here. Let's continue. Om Rav Yosef, higdilu yecholin limchos. A very important line which the Rif omitted. Esve Abaye, Hagiores Vashvuyo Vashivcho, Sheniftu Vishidizgaru Vishinishtachu, Pkusim Vidal Shosho Mechot, Ksubos and Masayim, period. Amish. Frank the Gemara. Visakadai Tokhigdil Yukol Limchos. If Rabbi Yosef is correct, Yavinon Lok Subo, the Azla Vahokla Vigiusa. What? You'll give this girl a ksuba, the marriage terminates with death of divorce. When she's still a ktana, remember, you get married at a young age to a father, etc. What's going to happen? You'll give her the money. She'll turn 12. She'll say, I don't want to be Jewish. And all the money you gave her for the ksuba, she's going to use it to go to McDonald's. That's what you want to do with Jewish money? Say, well, you're right. Lichi Godla, you won't give her the money until she becomes a Gedola. Frank the Gemara, L'chi godlo nami mimchir v'nafka. But she can still protest. Moses says, no. Kevon shigdilo shah achas v'lo michasa shuv eino yecholo limchos. That's it. Fine. What's the same with respect to Knas? We're not going there right now. Any questions so far? You read through the basic part of the Gemara for the vote. Good? Yes?
What I really want to say in Afghanistan was what, based on how you understand the case of Al?
You mean my two pshat in the Gemara before?
Yeah.
I'll give you a simple Afghanistan. Let me ask you a shayla, Rabosai. If a man, a baby is converted with Ava v'Imo, do we say Yechol Limchos or Ein Yechol Limchos? I'm asking a Shaila. Can he protest later at 13 or not? That should be the Nafka Mitzvah to Pshat we said before. If the Pshat is, it's just a psychological issue over here. You might have thought psychologically, Rav Huna says it's always good for him to become Jewish, it's always a schus. And the refutation is no, only if his parents come with him, then it's good for him. And then Besen does the Gerus. And Igdili Chol Limchos. Or we could say, no, the other Pshat, not the psychological Pshat, but the halachic Pshat. There are two, Tzvei Dinim. There's one Din get caught in Bilis Wal Das Besen. Then Igdili Chol Limchos. There's another Din that the father and mother can be Megayer him. Nothing to do with Besen. Maybe any Chol Limchos. I'm giving you two Pshat, I'm not prejudicing the jury. Just giving you a little Pshat Pshat in the Gemara. Yes, sir.
Would there be an opportunity if he was converted in a non-observant household?
Very good. A non-observant household. So a non-observant household, the question is it a schus or is it not a schus? We will discuss this at some length. Very serious halacha l'mashik shayla, it's all the time. I don't want to tie that into these two pshatim. There may be a connection. Yes, sir.
I mean, either way, we would still be saying that the basis for it is Zachan Lanam Shalachanam, whether it was the father of the basin, right?
Correct. But according to one pshat, you only say Zachan Shalachanam when it's a schus when the father and mother come with him.
So is the idea of Yachal Limchos is based off just like by Zachan Lanam?
That's the whole basis. But we're assuming.
Why make a difference? Then why should which pshat we have make a difference? I mean, if both are working inside.
No. According to the second pshat, Ger caught Rabbi Yosef Das Bezdin, it's Zach Shalom Bafanas, but first thing Gemara. But there's a new din. What's introducing a new din? What's the new din? A whole brand new din. Hacha b'mayaskinon, Begesh, and this guy who bono v'bono sanimo. A new din, a different din, under Rav Huna.
And we don't know that that's working for Zachin.
Doesn't say. Could be nothing to do with Zachin. Right? Nothing to do with Zachin. And as a result, there's nothing to do with Zachin. Maybe you can't be Melcha. I'm just giving you two pshatim in the words of the Gemara. I'm not taking any sides here. Since we're learning the Sugya, the Pasha pshat in the words. The now comes Tosis with a tremendous kasha. Tosis of Ksubas Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Tema. Tozachia havi mitam shlichus. The came in the Schusulo, Anan, Sahadi, the Ovidlei Shliach, and Mucha preparing Kamad above a Matiah. According to one girs in the Gemara, there are two different girsos. The whole concept of zechia lekotan is midrabbanan. So if there's no din of zochin because zechia mitam shlichus and shlichus lekotan, so how can this girs work with the raisa? Number two, viod. Hakati over kachonimu. Ramin and Hassan, the cotton, the osu, the shlichos, is a schia with the rabbonon. Achad lo osu, the chal shlichos, I feel it's with the rabbonon last night. So how can there be any possible of zochin if the person right now is a goy? The near the re, the hochinami zochin lo mid the rabbonon. Could you believe this? Ramin and Hassan, the cotton, is a schia with the rabbonon. The yafa gab da kati over kachonimu. Ha osu, the chal shlichos. What does that mean? Sort of a bon kiyachot, sounds like to me. At that moment, you become Jewish, you become a kol shlichus, and then from the rabbon, you become again. Inami, came in the Baha'i Tzchiyah, Nasis Yisrael, Havalik Yisrael, Gomel, Inyan Tzchiyah. Two different nuances, but anyway, fine. V'yim Toma. Hechi aviger medirabonon v'shavin eloi bebas Yisrael v'kiddush of kiddushin v'minat Torah akumu. What's going on over here? Tos suggesting now Torah law is a goy. Why? Because chiyah mitam shlichas and shlichas the cotton. So then how can the rabbanon say that this marriage can take place? One of the partners is not Jewish. Yesh lomar, believe it or not. The kasavi kamadama v'yisharaba yivamis amasechta later on. Yesh koach b'yad chachomim lak or dovim and atorah b'kum v'asei. Wow. Pash, we don't pass in that way. We really shouldn't even pass in this thing in the Chorah. V'chiporach maikah v'ashvalon habimotz l'shnuyeh kamash yesh koach b'yad chom lak or dovim and atorah b'kum v'asei. V'chad mitre tam in okat. So psad dochak teretz. V'od arminen v'v'reish ben sorer. Gabe gezel ager im ein lish goal. Ish atasorach lach or avul im ein lish goal. Aber Kotten, ihr habt das auch gelacht, der Acherow. Maschkachas lager Kotten min ha-Toro. Was ist das Rodash in dem Psyk? How can it be? Bimuberish in his Gaira. Kedarmina perik Orel. Overes kachovim ish bimuberish in his Gaira. Benoi in Tzorok Tvila. Rabi ger min ha-Toro. The Yisrael Gomeru. What does that mean? Is he a ger or is he a Yisrael Gomer? We started talking about this a little bit earlier. We'll have to come back to it later. What? The Ramban and the Ra'ah. Is this a case of a Geirus or a case of a born Yisrael? So this Tosis is a bit problematic in this proof. V'yis they mamim in ha-Torah, konchi yorosh et imo. V'yat ha-tzorach ulach zerolav she'en lo yorshim, she'en lo molid. V'echav min ha-eim en yorshin also. Fine. Kunt some Geirus so that take out the word the Rabbanon and Baba Metzia and Alf Lebeis, Nicha, the motzi l'meimah disleis chiyam in ha-Torah. Can have a cotton can have schir b'dorais. Wow. Wow. Ha'is mitam shlichus. Maybe it's not mitam shlichus. Okay. Let's go on a little bit further. Ba'akam cotton came and shabol is gaya chashvina let ki Yisrael cotton. Ya'af agav the schir b'mitam shlichus ve'en lo shlichus min ha-Torah. Oh. Look at this now. Ha'nimili b'dova shesh b'oktas chobah. Kol the harfish true muscle, the Shema Yerotza Lepotra Bechita Achas, or Shema Yerotza Lehadif more, you know how much he wants to give. Aval Hochas Shchus Gomahu Yesh Lo Shlichus. Tosa Zachirish Nifla, Shchus Gomahu, it's Midaraisa, him does Chiz Mitam Shlichus, because Shchus Gomahu Yesh Lo Shlichus. Hard to understand why it should be so. But so suggests the Tosa over here. Everyone with the Rabbi all said, one to the first day of the whole concept of Gerut Kotten, believe it or not, is mid the Rabbanim. That's mind-boggling. According to the second day, it's mid the Oraisa. Why is it mid the Oraisa? Schus Gamur. There can be Shlichus even for a Kotten. 2 days here in Tosfos with respect to whether our Suga Gerut Kotten is mid the Oraisa or mid the Rabbanim. Any questions so far? Let's go push up shot. Yes, sir.
I don't think we pass in that way,
Pashuk, but we don't. So Agamash should be Shalom Kalacha, that's the strange part.
And so that mean that he's probably going with the second answer, or you think maybe it's possible
Shalom Kalacha? Again, the first answer, then you have to presume either pass the Yesh Koch, Laka, Bekum, Basay, or say the Gemara Shalom Kalacha. Those are the only two ways out, if you hold that Teretz. Rabbi Osai, so far, so good. Everyone with me so far? Everyone got it straight? You got the sugya? You got it clear? Cold? Very good. I see that everybody has a Rambam. I have to bring a Rambam. How many people have Rambams here? Not too many. I have to trouble you to put the Rambam on the board. I'm sorry, but this is very important. Every word in the Rambam is very important. Every word. Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. Before we get to the Rambam, let's turn to the rush that everybody does have in the back. In the Sefer Ksuvos, Simen Chav Gimel. Everyone look, please. Rush, first perek, Simen Chav Gimel. The rush quotes the entire Gemara. Rav Alphas, at the end of the Simen Chav Gimel, he says, Rav Alphas, hevi the ger kotten beperk hacholet, al perek. Lo hevi divi Rav Yosef, v'teimahi. He mishum da bai v'rov hikshav al dvarav, harini tartu kushav sayin. V'rav Rav Yosef alevi posik Rav Yosef v'chein mistabi. He doesn't understand why the Rambam, the Rif, left out the din What about the Rif? What about the Ran? How did the Ran answer the question? Let's take a look. Rabbi Osei, quickly take a look. Very important Ran. On page, this is on the Maram HaKomos as well in Ksubas. I hope you all have a Ran in the back. Thank you so much. Dalit Amad Aleph and Dapay Harif. The Ran quotes the Gemara, Rabbi Osei, in Dibram Asal Garcinon. This is the wide lines at the bottom. Then he says as follows. Gives you the precise details about when the mechot takes place. We'll get to that later. The next divamas ulainya, he says as follows. Let's read together. Very, very important. Ulainya aloch. Okay, everyone have in front of you? Ulainya aloch. Kaimlan, kiravhuna, da meyerkot, ma bino, so da as bez. Velosh, you bezin, mitzuva, laps of lamas, ela agro. That's ridiculous. We have props, lives, and kids. Elishim bo atinok me'atzmo. Case one. Oshe viyu imo. Case two. Here's case three. Oshe osu ken bezem me'atzmo mahani. He's saying it's against the Mordechai, right? Yes, there's Mordechai. You can't do it on by themselves. You have to someone to bring them. You can't just do it on. You have to ask for their mother. It's on their own. The kaimel anamis is Iran. Kerav Yosef. The yomai megdili chom limchos. Vaf. Here's critical now. Vafilu begersh and his gairu bono vubnos of imo. Remember I asked you the shadow before? If bono vubnos of imo, what's the pshat? It's a subset of gerkotin matbilnos of aldaz bezdin, but here it's certainly a schus, and maybe you could argue, it's arguable that if not for this, it would not be a schus, and therefore you can't do it. Not because you lack the power to do it, because it's just not a schus. Or should we say, no? Higdila of imo imo, this guy imo. So then, it's a whole new din. Has nothing to do whatsoever with Aldaz Bezdin. Then maybe it would be and yichol limchos. Says the Rano. Even in this kind of a case where there was a gay was together with father and mother, still, look, the words are very important. Still, the Ran explains the possibility of malcho exists. Read again. Vafilu gersh nizkarabona vabnos of imo, the din is yachol limchos. What does this indicate? That the whole question is psychological. Is it good for him in all cases? Is it good for him when the parents convert with him? But in terms of the ability to create the conversion, the father and mother have no standing. Not at all. Just if they convert as well, then on a de facto level, it's good for the kid to convert with them. They have no standing. Even if they're the ones involved with the conversion as well, they convert at the same time. It's Aldaz Bezdin and Zochan Adam. As a result, Yichol Limchos, the Ran says so befeirish. You just read it. We'll see soon if others may disagree. Let's go slow. Hochi Mucha Begemara. We'll see later. The Af Algav, the Asuvio, the Abai, the Rabbi Kadis, Hochi Begemara. Lavish of the Low Sabri, the Kabbalah say. That's it. It goes through the details of the Gemara. Adka, the Rif, a tame ala Rif. Hevi the milsli Avuna Vivomis. Below Hevi, Hod Rav Yosef, Kosta Ramban Zal. Below Yodati Loma Elo and Cain, Humaforesh, Divi Rav Yosef. Listen now. When do we say that Yochel Limchos? When? Ligersh and Isgairu, Bonov, Uvnosov, Imo. What does that mean? That means, if I understand it correctly, in that kind of a case, when do we say Yichol Limchos, who has nothing to do with Bezdin? Ramban conveys an impression that this guy who born of Ibn al-Sinima has nothing to do with Bezdin. And nothing to do with Bezdin, now that's Bezdin, you would have gotten the impression that Machol is impossible. Against what the Ran said earlier. Avarav Huna, Domegir Kot, Matbilan also das Bezdin. A whole different din. Ball is garbage below Aldaz Bezdin. Ain't no Yachol Limchos. Shim Kane, Makoyach, Bezdin, Yofer. According to the Ramban, you got an impression, Rabbi Osei, that they're two completely different systems. There's the Bezdin system, which Makoyach, Bezdin, Yofer. Once you get down to Bezdin, there's no way to uproot it. And two, there's a personal on the side, gave it to a father and a mother. Obviously, it has to be a Bezdin there, no worse than a Gergolas have a Bezdin there. But it's not al das bezdin. It's not al das bezdin. So they didn't throw in the concept of what? Of yicholim. Again, it's not that about makor bezdin yofer. And then it's yicholim limchos. But it's interesting. Yicholim limchos, notwithstanding that it's not al das bezdin. So you would say, b'manashach. It's not al das bezdin. It's not based on zochin. No, so apparently it's like this. It's not al das bezdin, but it's based on zochin anyway. And therefore, yichol limchos. So it's not a schuz for us. But if it's al das bezdin, then makoach bezdin yofer, any yichol limchos. Of course, it's a big problem. If that's the case, we just moved over the question. What's his answer? The rift left the hole at the hold in of yichol limchos. Says Rabban, you know why? Because yichol limchos only applies to a case of the sky of an osadimo. So yes, with the kash, the rift should have said, the sky will bond of Ibn al-Sivo is a new din, and you call him chos. How did Rabban answer the question? The Rift left that out. He actually increased the question. The question to the Rift was he left that you call him chos. The Rabban says no. In the case of Ger Kod Al-Das Bezdin, any you call him chos. But the only time it's you call him chos is Al-Das of Ibn. So you have a double question. Why leave out of Ibn al and why leave out Nimchos? We doubled the kasha. How did Rabban resolve the kasha? Let's just say, at least the Rif did not quote a half a sentence. He quoted a whole sentence. He left out two other sentences. That's not that great a teret either. Ad kan rabosai the gemar. So now I'm going to tell you something which I think is a very, very big chiddush. I was critiqued very strongly for saying this chiddush. Nonetheless, I think that it's worth repeating. We now read carefully the Rambam in Perek Yud and Hilchas Malachim Halacha Gimel. Everybody see it? Big letters. You see it? I'm going to read it. Big letters. Let's read it together. The whole thing. Ben Noach shenizgaya umol v'toval v'yachakach rotzo lachzo me'achri Hashem v'lios ger tosho v'lvad kishahoya mikodem. Very strange. What's a ger tosho, Jeff? What is a ger tosho? Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Who said it was a ger tosho mikodem? Who said? Where do you find that? Slowly. Ein shamalo. We don't listen to him. Eliyeh ki Yisrael l'chol davar. Ram is talking tough talk. Oh yeah, horeg. Or you'll be killed. Him hoya cotton shit be lul bezdin. Get the famous agama, get cotton. Yachol limchos b'shah sheyagdil. V'yeh, catch this now. Ger tosha b'lvad. What ger tosha? What was this one ger tosha? Never ger tosha. V'kevan shalomicha b'shato shuvay namocha. Alarev ger tzedek. V'fichach. V'bo Yisrael al k'tana shet b'lua bezdin. Kesef k'supa so k'nas onas o'mefata. V'yakol tachas yad bezdin. Why do we do this? Why do we put an escrow? Shema tito v'tagdil v'timcha. We're afraid if she gets the money earlier, she'll take the money and she'll get returned 12. She has so much money. She doesn't need to be Jewish anymore. And she's going to protest. V'nim says zu ocheles b'giyusa. Mos she'ein lo sus bohen ela b'dine Yisrael. She's eating, using up this money which is in Nochris, money which is not coming to her except Bedina Yisrael. Any questions on this Rambam? Yes?
I'm just wondering if maybe the Ger Tosha just means Shem Mitzvah, they know they are Mitzvah those. So
true, but.
So when he talks about going out, what's he going to tell us? I want to go back and not follow any Mitzvah.
That's right. Come out as a goy. That's right. I want to back as a goy again. I mean, you're right. In a certain way, No goy can be a goy. Every goy is supposed to be a ger tosha.
Yeah.
Keep sheva mitzvahs. But we already pointed out that the Rambam said you have to have bizman. It doesn't work with bizman hazeh. Remember that famous Rambam? There's no ger tosha bizman hazeh. We spoke about it. And the rabbi was arguing a little bit. We spoke about it quite a while ago. So ger tosha has certain specific halachas. You have to have a kabbalah in front of a bezdin. Kabbalah said the biggest kasha in this Rambam is its placement. As a matter of fact, if you look in the, it takes such a long time to get from one place to the other, that the even greatest of the Gedolim were unaware of what's written over here. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam quotes our Gemara. In Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Zayin, one line. Get caught not bilin also al das bezdin sheschusilo. The whole thing, less than one line. Right? Says the Magen Mishnah as follows. Second Magen Mishnah, he quotes the Gemara. And then he says, the Gemara v'cholim limchos. He says, as follows. The Rif left it out, Rav Yosef. And the Rambam left it out. Why? They must learn, came in the robe of Abai, Habimos V'yala, Lavi Savri Kavosei. That's the text which the Ran and the Rush reject. They ask Kasha, but the Kasha were answered. Well, since they ask Kasha, they must disagree. That's a very big Kiddush, even though they answered the Kashas. Okay? Hilchos Ein Halacha came. Yesh Misha Pasuk Rav Yosef. That's the Pasuk Pshat. Achakach! He wrote a whole Magad Mishnah. Look how long this, how long, who knows how many years the Magad Mishnah ended over here. Who knows how many people saw it. All of a sudden, he discovered America. Achakach matzasiv l'rabbeinu shekosef al Rav Yosef peregrin milchus malachim v'milcham olsein malachim gimel. So, pilei ploin, the biggest kash is the first kash. How can the Rambam write it over here in Ilchus Malachim and leave it on the Yisrei Bia? Nafkamina, if you're Malka, are you Jewish or not Jewish? Can you marry him or not marry him? That's the most important Nafkamina of all. How could the Rambam omit this basic and fundamental din in its place, which is Ilchus Yisrei Bia? The fact that he fought in Ilchus Malachim, that's wild. Why are you writing it over there? What's going on? That's my biggest kash. Okay? Yes, what's your terrace?
Well, I don't have a terrace.
Okay.
Sorry. Is there anywhere in the Gemara where it mentions this din in connection to something to do with Malachim?
Why is Hilchos Malachim you want to know?
Yeah.
That's another good question. Why of all places Hilchos Malachim? That question we can answer. The whole Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim is the status of a Ben Noach. How we, as Malchei Yisrael, or any other centralized authority has the power to do what it wants to do, how do we deal with Bnei Noach? Of course, today, the Bnei Noach is dealing with us. we're guests in a foreign land. They mean, Eretz Yisrael, even there, it's a democracy, they can no longer apply the biblical law. There's a whole tool about it, with the Muslims. What's it called? Sharia? Right? Can you apply that to their democratic countries? There's been no attempt at applying the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim and Perek Yud in the state of Israel. Don't even think about it. Mashiach will come. We'll see. But at the present time, we're not going to be zeicha to see it. Don't even think about it. Halavai should keep the other areas of Halacha in Medina and Israel. Yes.
Could that be why Rambam put it over here? Is because if this is how the government deals with
it? That's very nice. But what are you doing in Hilchos Yisrei Bia? If you read Hilchos Yisrei Bia, you get an impression that once a ger comes this gayer, the bezdin. He's Jewish for life. That's the simple impression. Later on, he tells us it's not true. So why are you telling me later on? The laws of marriage are over here, not in Hilchos Malachim. That's my biggest kash.
Slow.
Let's now discuss a number of other questions, okay? A number of other questions. How do you read, Rav Osai, the top 2.5 lines before Ger Kot? Talk about Ger Godel. Ger Godel wants to go back. Yek Yisrael lechaldaver o Yehoreg. What's this Yehoreg? What does Yehoreg mean? Yeah?
It's not a guy who's over and
is on the Sheva Mitzvah. Who said he was over in the Sheva Mitzvah?
Well, he doesn't
want to
be a
Ger Tosha.
He wants to be a
Ger Tosha. He wants to be a Ger Tosha.
Oh, the second one.
First. Why are we killing him? Yeah.
I mean, if he's a Jew and then he's reverting, so he's a Mumah and then maybe can I vote him out? Is that a stretch?
No. You say it a little bit better than that. Say it a little better, yeah?
I mean, he's probably going to be over sometime.
He'll be Mechal Shabbos. He's going to be Mechal Shabbos.
But it sounds like it's Yehorig in the same way that the rest of the Bnei Noach are Yehorig voters. It sounds like he maintains the shtickles better. So.
Well, we don't hold on. That's the problem. So he says over here, Yehorig said, this question, I want, We had here in the past this year the holy saver, the Brisker Rav, Chidushim Moron Riz Alevi Al Ramba. It's a beautiful sefer. Has the Rambam from the beginning to the end of Hilchos Malachim, and then there are a few pages of letters. The first two letters about Kotchim were sent to my Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, to Brisker Rav's nephew. The other, I don't know who they were sent to. But the very last letter, and the very last two lines, he asks his kasha. Because he doesn't understand. If the guy's Mechal Shabbos, Pshita! Of course you kill him. Once you're converted, he's a Jew, and you kill him like you kill any other Jew who's Mechal Shabbos, Chayv Skila. And if he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, why are you killing him? And what are the last two words in the Sefer? Who wants to guess the last words in the Sefer? Tzarechi, and of course, it's a Chavriska Sefer. And he ends up with Tzarechi. So the Brisker Rav has no terrors to this kind. The very last line of the Sefer is this. What does this mean? Oh, yeah, hurry. Okay? So that's the second question, I'll both say. A second question. A third question, I already mentioned to you before. Why are you a Ger Toshav? What do you mean, the fourth line? Ye Ger Toshav Bulvad. Why are you Ger Toshav? If you're Moche, so your Macha knocks out the entire Kabbalah. If the Macha knocks out the entire Kabbalah, so what made you into a Ger Toshav? I don't see what made you into a Ger Toshav. How did you become a Ger Toshav? He said it was a Kabbalah? No, there was no Kabbalah. I was a baby, and someone took me into a mikveh, put me in, and they were makabel for me. Or I was, even if I was makabel, I was underage, didn't count. So it's butlam avutla meikara. I use the word meikara advisedly. According to the Rambam, the last line in the Rambam, how do you read it? What are we afraid about? Shematito v'tagdol v'timcha v'nitzezu ocheles b'giyusa mol she'ein lo schuspon el b'dinei Yisrael. What does that mean? You have a schus b'dinei Yisrael? I thought you don't have a schus b'dinei Yisrael. Oh. So Rabosai, open your since you may be open to the rush, please open to the rush. The Hagos Asher asking to see in Ksubis. We take a firm stand on this Yecholim Nimchos. Is it retroactive or is it not retroactive? We would have thought it's obvious, even without anything explicit, based upon logic. What would you say, Rabosai, logically, without going into any details of any sources? If somebody says, I don't want it, I never want any part of it, forget about it. Is that undo the Geirus retroactively or only henceforth? Who votes for retroactively? Who votes for henceforth? Impossible. So sure enough, it says over here in the Hagosash, you voted right, Baruch Hashem. What does it say Beferish here in the Hagosash? It says as follows. Ubedin shektana giores muteres the Yisrael, af al gav di imochis, have ye ovedes kochavim lumafreya. Okay? Clear as day. It's retroactive. Clear. Anybody disagree? So I asked you to see a ritva with a inksubis, I think. Yes. With a footnote. Beautiful new ritvas, they have come with footnotes. So I'll read you the Lashon of the Ritva, which is, in this particular case, standard. And then the words of the footnote. You'll see if the footnote is right or wrong. You have the Rama right in front of you. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It says as follows. He says, the Geirus is a Geirus Midoraisa against Tosfos. Chendas Rambam Zah. He doesn't know exactly where he got it from. Some say it's Ramban. We don't know. Let me quote you the footnote over here. Rabbi Nichols Malachim says the last line. V'nim tzizu ocheles b'giyusa mosh en lo tzichus ben el b'dini Yisrael. Nirei midvarov. De lo havya goy gomru l'mafreya. The imkain. Ein lo ben schus af bedine Yisrael. Umash maktsas. De gerusa ben haTorah. Rak mishek dila umichsa. Havya mikano lahabo goya. Whoa! He said the impossible. He said the impossible.
Why doesn't it just mean that she has no right to the money because she's retroactively a goya, and then she wouldn't have, she shouldn't have gotten this money in the first place?
Could. That's one way to read the Rambam. Yaakov Jr. Rambam as follows. The last three words are very tricky. Is nimsa zu ocheles b'giyusa mol she'ein lo schus bohen ela b'dine Yisrael. So the Ritva footnote understood that she's not entitled to this money except b'dine Yisrael, and we don't want to give it to her because she's goyish. Yaakov is reading, no, ein lo schus bohen ela, she would be a Jewish woman, but she's not a Jewish woman, she's not entitled to one at all. I grant you that's certainly one way to read the Rambam. He read it differently and said the impossible. What I think is impossible. That you were Jewish, you became a God. So far, you're interpreting that no, Rambam was like everybody else, it's Batla Mafreya. And he's saying that that's why she's not entitled to the money. He's saying the footnote, no. Rambam means to say she's not entitled to the money except Medina Yisrael, she is entitled to the money. Why? Because the Malchah only works going forward.
So why shouldn't she be entitled to the money? To
keep it. She is entitled to the money. We don't want to give it to her. We should give her money and she go to McDonald's. But she's really entitled to the money. Why is she entitled to the money? Because the bit leg air is only going forward, not going backwards. That's how you read it. Again, I don't want to take sides. I happen to think that neither chart is correct, so I'm going to be very impartial over here. But I can see two ways. Okay? Yes.
How could it be his way? The point of the Gemara is that we don't give her the money when she's three, because maybe she's going to enroll him later,
right.
And then she would have been not Jewish when she was three.
Right. That's this push-up shot.
What's the other shot? I mean, we're talking about paying her when she's three, not when she's 12. So we don't pay her when
she's
three. That's the Gemara.
So we're going to give her when she's three, and we say she's not entitled to the money except for Dina Yisrael, and she's going to turn 12 and become a goy.
She was
entitled
when she was three.
No, but if it's this battle of Mafreya, she was never entitled even at three. It turns out.
It has to be the Mafreya. The Gemara is talking about we don't pay her when she's three because we're scared that she's going to be Mocha later and that she will have not been Jewish when she was three.
That's a Pashup Shah in the Gemara, right? How goes,
Sasha? How do you read it the other way?
You read the Gemara the other way?
Yeah.
Like patience. I thought about the Rambam. The Rambam can be read two ways. The last three words, Ela B'dinei Yisrael, can either mean that she really is entitled to the money B'dinei Yisrael. That's how the footnote on the Ritva 39 interprets it. And Yaakov says, no, she's really not entitled to the money B'dinei Yisrael. It admits of two possible interpretations. Remember, it's the Rambam. Rambam is the Daikon. If he meant your way, Yaakov, he should have said it a little bit differently. It's a little bit... Well, because he's making a mistake. 39 made a mistake, according to you. Rambam should write when he should be able to make a mistake. Again, I'm not saying that maybe he did make a mistake. That's so much. Maybe not. Yes, sir.
I mean, based off what I was saying, if the Rambam is based upon more, then how could the Ritva...
How can the footnote learn the Mikhail Rambam?
Learn the Rambam.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. Excellent question. Okay. I have one more question. One final question. Which is, I guess, in some ways the most fundamental question. How come the Rambam didn't say explicitly what he should have said? Which is what? What should he have said? If I were the Rambam, I would say, Im hoya kodesh should be lu bezdin, right? Yochol limchos b'shah shi'agil. And then I would have said, and the whole garrison is bottled, and you're a good. Say that. He did say, truthfully, v'yeh gertosha b'levad. But that itself, we don't fully understand. What did he mean, gertosha? Why? Okay. Again, I really think that the biggest question is the first question. What's it doing in Ilchus Malachim, and how come it's not in Ilchus Yisrael Biyah? So that wanted to say a somewhat radical chiddush, which was criticized by some of my rabbinical colleagues going back many years ago, which goes as follows. One might read the Rambam in a totally different way against all the other Rishon. The Gemara never said explicitly, again, depending on the translation of a particular word, the Gemara never said in a totally explicit fashion that if there's a malcha, that the geiris is null and void. Never said it. The closest it came to it is he's going to eat b'giyusa, the money which we're going to give it to right away. However, the word giyusa could certainly have the following interpretation. Giyusa means she went back to the church. This is a woman who came from, I don't know, a Christian family, and then she became ger katan, and then at the end of the day, she went back to the church. Is she really a goya? According to my pshat and the Rambam, the answer is as follows. Once a Jew, always a Jew, and it's impossible completely to undo your Jewishness, and no matter what is said and done, once there is a geirus, the geirus is forever. This would explain very well why in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in the laws of marriage, who may marry, who may not marry, who can marry, who cannot marry, not a word is breathed by the Rambam that the geirus is revocable. Because it's not. Once this person converted, the person is Jewish forever. The same as you and I are Jewish forever, so too a ger is Jewish forever. That's why, again, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, nothing is mentioned. Zero. Don't say a word that you can undo the geirus. The Rambam just is very clear. I'll read it one more time. Ker kod mad bilin oso al das bezdin shevzchusilo. Period. Period. Oh. If you're a Jew forever, let's try to tick off these questions in one at a time. What does it mean Yechol Limchos? Has to do with yesterday's shir. I asked you an ethical question. Remember that one? My ethical question? Rabosa, let's say it again. Is it fair to take a human being who never accepted upon himself anything and he is in violation of one of the losa says in the Torah Kedosha? And you're going to punish him. Is that fair? Even kill him. Is that fair? What do you think? No. The Torah is Racher Dachei Noam V'chol Desiv Oseh Shalom. There was no acceptance. In my view, that's exactly what it means Yechol Limchos. I protest. Like the guys down, you know, carrying the signs downtown there. Everyone's protesting different things. You know, there's too much money for the rich. You know, it's an ethical protest. It's not fair to punish me for something which I never accepted. In point of fact, that's what it means. The protest is a valid protest, and Bezdin will not kill him if it's Michal Shabbos. And that's shot in the first two lines as well. Why is he start off with his introduction? But no option is Gayer, and you want to back out, ain't Shomalo. Eliyaki Yisrael Chaldavo Yehoreg. In my pshat, it means he's Michal Shabbos. You'll say, Pshita, Briskarov's Kasha. You're right, it's Pshita. It's only found here as the background in contrast to the second half of the halach. Because a Ger Koton, Shemad Bilan Oswald Das Bezdin, he's also Jewish forever. But Afal Pikein, he's Lo Yehoreg. That's why it's in Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim tells us, what do we do with individuals when we're in charge? So if it's a Ger Godol Yehoreg, because he accepted on himself. If it's a ger katan, lo yehoreg, because he never accepted it upon himself. But if I'm correct, the person is Jewish, and that's why nechus yisurabia, no mention is made that the machah can change its personal status with respect to marriage. Yes, sir.
So according to Rebbe, there's such a thing as a Jew with no mitzvahs?
Chas v'shalom.
That's what it sounds like.
No, chalila v'chalila. This person is obligated in principle to keep all the mitzvahs. However, it's unethical to kill him since he never accepted these mitzvahs. Yes, sir? In my opinion, the girl is married. If it were not that way, it would have to be Nuchas Yisurabiyah. How can it be missing there? It's Ika Chasim and HaSefer.
But it says, V'yiyah Geretosh V'l'Sanli V'chadkhila, he now has the din.
Oh, very good. What does it mean, V'yiyah Geretosh V'l'Sanli? What do the words mean? How do we relate to this guy? The Rambam's going to be HaSefer Pesach. How do I relate to somebody in this situation? According to the Rov Rishonim, let's assume that the Geirus is Batel Mafreya. On a simple level, he's a simple Goy, the way he was initially. He was a Goy, he was Mekabel. The Mekabel form was a little infant or was his underage kid. He's Mevatel the Kabbalah. He's back to being a Goy. What kind of Geretoshev? There are many halachas of Geretoshev. The most prominent of which is Lach Yoso. Right? V'cheima, Poskim Pashas Bahar. You have to go out and save him. Why should we save this fellow? If the Geirus is if the Macha is okay, the Geirus completely, why should we, like any other Nochri, why should we treat him any differently? If my pshat is correct, the fellow is really Yisroel. Yeah, but the kind of Yisroel, as you said before, what? A Yisroel with no mitzvahs? The answer is, in theory, he should be keeping the mitzvahs. In practice, he keeps nothing, right? So we should really treat him like a regular Nochri? No. But since, at least, de jure, his status is that of a Yisrael, so when it comes to Lach Yoso and things of this nature, we treat him as a Geretoshev. If that's the case, assuming that the pshat in the footnote is correct, I know your pshat may also be correct. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But if his pshat is correct, She'ein lo schus bon el bedine Yisrael, and it certainly is one way to read the Rambam, that in Dine Yisrael, the money in fact does belong to this girl, not because, as the footnote said, that the Macha uproots the status of a Jew going forward, but not going backward. No! The Macha doesn't uproot the status of a Jew at all! And we use the word Begiyusa in what we'll call a semi-colloquial fashion. She's now going back to a Goyish life, and she's consuming the money that's for her Ksuba or for her Knas to go and buy a McDonald's. There's nothing we can do about it. So, this is my suggestion, Pshat. I'm not saying it's correct. It's a suggestion. Yes?
Wouldn't have the
Rome just
sell
them
by saying,
be a kid, be a
Toshav?
What?
Like,
be a Toshav? Kid. Okay, could be. Would have been better. Yes?
I understand. Does it make sense, though, then, why we're so worried about her getting the Knas money, the Ksuba money? I mean, she's really a Jew.
Yeah, we don't want to give her the money because she's not conducting herself in accordance with mitzvahs of Yisrael, and we can't stop her. We can't punish her. Remember, this is Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim is Yikav Adin Sahar. We are in charge,
but
here we're not in charge. Nothing we do to stop her.
But the Rambam doesn't say because she'll use the money wrong. He just says because she doesn't have the supposed to.
And Shema Tito v'Tagla v'Timcha v'Ninsas u'Ochelas b'Giyusa. Mosh and the schusman of Medina Yisrael. Medina Yisrael, she's entitled to the money. Why? Because she's a Yisrael. But she's eating a biggie, what we call biggie Yusa, that she's going back to treat herself as conduct herself as a Goya. That's what I mean. Again, it's a suggestion. I don't want to say it too many times and be too strong about it. But it's a possibility in Rambam. Yes, sir.
Rabbi, to say this, Shabbi. Because of the fact that it's not in
Hilchos Malachim. That's how it started. Why is it in Hilchos Malachim and not in Yisurabiyah? By the way, it explains the Rif. Why did it explain the Rif? Because the Rif is only passing the Shaila Shavat, Halacha Lamaisa. So the Rif paskins, Ger, Kotten, Matbil, and also Adas, Bezdin, period. End of sentence, end of paragraph. Because the Macha is not going to have any impact on her personal status and he or she is still going to be Jewish with respect to marriage and divorce. He didn't have Hilchos Melachim in the Rif. Again, I'm suggesting it. I know it's a Chiddush Gadol of old, but it's one way to read the Rambam. Yes, sir?
Now the Rebbe just mentioned the Rif also, that it would still be Lalacha because she does, even though she's the Lacha doesn't do anything, that she's still Jewish, she's still not able to be Zohar for the money. So Lalacha should make an Akhmin or not that the Lacha doesn't, that there's no Lacha. You should have still mentioned it because it's still Lalacha.
Interesting. Okay, the Rif could have. That's interesting.
The Yehoring also sounds like I mentioned before, like it doesn't sound like it's
Rabbi Shabbat. Risk of Rav, ask the Kat, right? Could be. But that's also one way to read the Rambam. I'm not denying it. Risk of Rav suggests that. But he says, why should she be killed? What did he do wrong? Can you imagine? The guy walked into Beis Din, Shimon and Rabbi Isai, I'm Moshe, and I have no part of Judaism. Took the machine gun, go, why? What did he do? Michal Shabbos, all right, one thing. Again, the Brisk Rav entertains that possibility.
It's another thing, like a special din by Ben Noach that he
thinks he's. It could be. Again, I'm not saying Kabbalah is all right. I understand that this chat has its own difficulties. But, again, it does explain why it's a Nechus Malachim and not a Nechus Yisur Abiyah. That it does explain. And this is something that's going to be a better chat. So that's why I thought this chat is 10 minutes. My whole chat is based on that Nakuda. Because otherwise, it's a pella. Why is it only in Hilchos Melachim? Yes?
Aren't there also Damon in Hilchos Serbia of who they're allowed to marry? We include that also sometimes in the team. Meaning, Shur just said that if he does a Kiddushin, that it's a good Kiddushin. And you can still include it then.
That's exactly what it says. Ger kod ma'bilo so adaz bez b'chusolo, and therefore he's Jewish. And then if he wants to get married as soon as he turns bar mitzvah and save some money, make his bar mitzvah his wedding, as they used to have in some of the old days. So it's nothing wrong with it.
But the fact that he's still able to do a kiddushin, so it doesn't mean that it can't be in Yisrael. Also mentions who's able to do a kiddushin in some cases, doesn't it?
100%, but the question is why it's omitted there. The Rambam gives an impression. Even the Magen Mishnah was fooled for a while. He didn't know about Hilchos Melachim. Hilchos Melachim for.
No, so I'm saying that Rebbe's Pshat it can still be, even with Rebbe's Pshat, it doesn't necessarily answer why it's no longer Hilchos Melachim. It's still an answer that even if he's able to do Kiddushin, then he should still be able to listen in Hilchos Yisur.
He could have listed it there, but he did not list it there, according to my interpretation, because in Hilchos Yisur Abiyah, we're only discussing one thing. Is he Jewish or not Jewish? He's Jewish forever. Yochol Limchos has no impact. That's what I'm suggesting.
No,
what are you joking me about? Lalacha. There's one pshat in the Rambam we don't pass like. But it's. But now let's get into the lumdashup understanding over here. Assume that pshat is right for a moment. Okay? Right, wrong. Assume it's right. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and everybody else? At first glance, everybody else is right. After all, the Gemara is explicit. It's based on Zohar La'odim Shalom B'Fonim. Oh, Shalom. Yesterday you were mentioned in Shir. I heard about it. You want the watch? You don't want the watch? Okay, yeah, I'll give you a little brown. So, we said, it's a Mefurash Shigamah B'Bavash Daf Kuf La'am Tches. If the recipient of the watch, as soon as he finds out about it, says, I don't want it. We do not apply the principle of Zohar La'odim Shalom B'Fonim. We assume, Rabbi said, we assume that he wants it. But if he says it explicitly, he doesn't want it, so it's this Galil Mafrei, presumably he never wanted it. And never wanted it, the person who received it on his behalf made a mistake. Reuven accepted it on behalf of Shimon. Reuven thought that Shimon would certainly want it. Guess what? He sized Shimon up wrong. Shimon is a son of Matanas Yechayid, doesn't want any part of it. If that's the case, the Rambam is shver on logical grounds, if my pshat is correct. Why should you not be able to undo the geiris? You can undo a matana, can't you? Before Shigamah can undo a matana, so why can't you undo a geiris? Yes?
Is it not retroactive from that point on it goes back? Once he protests, it's not retroactive. It's at that point on.
My understanding of the Rambam was you cannot undo the geiris at all. Not retroactively, not henceforth. Neither. The question, of course, is why not? So Rabbi said, I can suggest a number of different interpretations in Shitas HaRambam and what it differs from the Rov HaRishon. Maybe we should say Kol HaRishon. Maybe we should say even the Rambam. But my pshat and Rambam against the other pshat. What's the machlokes over here? Can you or can you not? So Rabbi said, there were a number of possibilities. Again, we have to go back to the Sugya Masechta Ksubas. That's open the Gemara Ksubas because that's where it is again. What Tosis raises a very fascinating question. Tosis wants to know, this din, Rabbi Osai, of Zochan La'odam Shalom Befonov, right? Zochan La'odam Shalom Befonov, what did Tosis say? Tosis said that Tzvei Dinim is Zochan. One is a Schus plain, and one is a Schus Gomer. Let's review it one more time. The last few lines of Tosis and Ksubis, Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Have a look inside, just the last few lines. Tosis is distinguishing between a plain schus and a schus gum. This is as follows. When do we say there's no shlichas with fur cotton, bedava sheshbo ktsas chova, kol la harfish chumaso, the shema yorotza le potra bechita achas, the shema yorotza le hadith. Avalocha she schus gum ulo, yeshlo shlichas. Yeshlo shlichas? I would have said, yeshlo schia. I think someone changes the gears. Did anyone? Look carefully at the various girsos. You saw a different girsa? Someone has a Yesho Schir, we could say. What do you mean Schlichas? No Schlichas are cotton. Yesho Schir. And some say, in interpreting this, that Schir and Schus Gomor, Rabosai, is not Mitam Schlichas. It's Vedinim. Schir Pstam is Mitam Schlichas. And that's why it's voidable ultimately if he finds out and he doesn't want it. But Zechia Schus Gamur is not Mitam Shlichus. Zechia is a brand new din, and the recipient is not empowered to undo it. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we can make the following suggestion. When did the Gemara Bava Basra Kufla Amit Ches tell us that if the recipient finds out and it's Tzaveach Meikor, it screams from the very beginning, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. It's null and void. It's only by a regular Schus. Zechia mitam shlichus. So Yaakov was presumptively shol shliach yesterday, and when Shol finds out and says no, so it turns out Yaakov was never shol shliach. Fine, but what if it's a schus gamur? Zechia la mitam shlichus works even for a cotton for that reason. That being the case, we can suggest it's now within the power of the ultimate recipient to undo it because schus is a brand new din schus gamur. So the Rambam holds the schus gamur to become Jewish. And therefore, it cannot be undone, even if the Jewish person, when he turns 13, says, no, thank you, because it was an absolute schus gomer. This is one interpretation of the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishon. Fine. That's one possibility. Another possibility. This is very careful. Let's assume yesterday's story. Right? I wanted to give Shaul a watch. I said, Yaakov, the Kabbal for Shol. And Shol walks in this morning, but he said, no, no, no. This is what he says today on Monday. The minute he heard about it, he said no three times. Now let's do a little psychoanalysis. What would Shol have said on Sunday? Had he found out about it right then, a minute later, what would he have said? What do you think? I don't know. He said no on Monday. He said no on Sunday. What changed? What changed? Unless he won a lottery. He won a lottery last night, and yes, they would have said yes, he needs a watch. If they won a lottery, he'd say no. But short of that, Mistama, whatever he says today, would have said yesterday. Since we have a right to assume that what he says today would have said yesterday, and he was as cogent yesterday as he was today, therefore, we say that retroactively, the whole Zechiah is bottle of a bottle, because as if he said no already yesterday. He said no. True, he only said no on Monday. He didn't find out till Monday. But the no on Monday would have been a no on Sunday as well. Had he found out, no questions about it. But what would have happened if we know that Shaul had asked on Shabbos, oh, my watch broke, I need a watch. And then I heard about it, I gave Yaakov the watch for Shaul. And Sunday night he wins the lottery, doesn't need the watch anymore. Who owns that watch? Let's get the case again. Shaul on Shabbos, his watch broke. He's asking his friend, I need a watch. I hear about it. I give it to Yaakov, the watch on Shaul's behalf on Sunday. Good. Sunday night he wins the lottery. Monday morning I don't want the watch. Who owns that watch? What do you think?
Shaul.
I think Shaul owns the watch. Because the fact that he says no now is irrelevant as far as what was his mindset then. Because then Rabbi Osai is what counts. Now he won the lottery, he doesn't need the watch anymore. But then on Shabbos he's looking all over for a watch. So, to Rabbi Osai, in a similar vein, talk about a ger katan. A ger katan, Rabbi Osai, was misguided either by himself at age 10, or they took him in as an infant and put him into the mikveh. Now he's 13. For the first time in his life, he has halachic das. What are we going to say now? Oh, now that he's expressed his halachic das and said no. It's as if he said no X number of years ago. What do you mean? X number of years ago, whatever he said was irrelevant. He was a cotton. He had no das. Especially if they did the game when he was, like today, in adoptions, when the kid is a month old. What would he have said? Even an eel like him couldn't speak when he was a month old. What does it mean? Wouldn't have said anything. You have no feelings at that age. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, we cannot go back retroactively. Doesn't work. And since Bezdin passed it at that time, it was a schus, it's not within the power of the ger at age 13 to overrule the Bezdin. Nope. They're right and he's wrong. Yeah, now you say I don't want it, but you can't go back with it, because at the time the Bezdin ruled, you had no das. You had no das. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam said his din amazingly, not only in a case where you are using Zochel Adam for this katan, for a gerus, he said the same thing, Rabbi Osai, for a watch. Same thing for a watch. You give a katan a watch. We'll discuss later a little some details. Can you say Zochel for a katan? Maybe Das Acheres Makta. You can. A whole story. And the katan screams out, no. According to this interpretation, it wouldn't help. Why? Because the katan's Das is no Das. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he finds out later, that he was 13, he finds out about this watch he got before. But the bar mitzvah gift. You know, they do it in most shuls, do it this way. Yeah. Shuls, very often they present a chumash. No? But when you were bar mitzvah, did the rabbi present you with some kind of a chumash in front of the whole shul? No? Who was zeichah to that? Oh, look at that! Oh, my handful of guys. Oh, my shul doesn't do it. But I remember growing up, they'd come up to the front, and the rabbi put a chumash or something, a brewer. Oh, very thick. The big problem. You can't give him a ton of a Shabbos. You know about that problem, right? So what do? You're mezakim in advance. Rabbi, of the guys who got the gift, what are you, bar mitzvah on Shabbos itself, bo bayom? You are. Here we have the case. So when the rabbi gave it to the gabbai, whoever he was on Friday, the bar mitzvah was still a cup. Now he finds out, and they give him the chumash, and he says, I'm sure it didn't happen.
Oh, that day and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's too bad. Okay, whatever. But I'm sure it happened somewhere in history that the bar mitzvah, one in every seven mitzvah, is almost one in seven, a bit late. But then one in seven should be on Shabbos, and they gave it to him on Friday to avoid the problem of giving him a ton of Shabbos. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Then they give him, no, I don't want it. I have this one. Whatever it is. It wouldn't help, because since it was his chus, gepaskin, when he was 12 years and, 13 minus one day, so you can't go back and say now, in retrospect, he didn't want it. That didn't count what he thought then. So Rabbi Osai is a two pshatim to explain the machlokas, again, if I'm right, the Rambam and everybody else. Either Rambam holds his chus gomer, you cannot undo it, or the Rambam holds, he can't undo it because it's going back to a status of a cut. Only when it comes to a goal, it can say, oh, in retrospect, he never really wanted it, and it's bottle of a hood. A third pshat, Rabbi Osai. Yes?
Going back to Rabbi's pshat that he said that he was never makabel the mitzvah, therefore we can't punish him, right? Is that what you were saying before?
No. I've said before that if a person was before the age of 13, his whatever he wanted and he didn't want to do it against his will, it's irrelevant, doesn't count. So then when he turns 13, he says, you want to kill me? I never accepted these mitzvahs, either not at all, not when I was a bar das. You can't kill me.
So but isn't being a couple of mitzvahs almost like a prerequisite, or at least a kavana Oh. Becoming a ger, so.
So now I'll ask an obvious question. If you're right, how can he be a ger kohen?
It's because he wasn't chayv to be mekabel mitzvahs.
Oh, very good, very good. The Shita Yeshana. And we spoke about it a few times already. The Shita Yeshana asked this question, and he answers that. She showed on the Ritva, one of them in Ksuvas asked this question and answers that since it's impossible for you to have a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, it's not Ma'akev. What does that mean? So I wanted to suggest, I saw one of the Mepharshim suggest this. I saw it the same in Mishnah Sager, he quoted somebody who said, it's like a man has to have a meal in a tefillah. What if Chas V'Shalom Nichras HaGid? There's no place to do a meal. The Eber's not there anymore. So it's not Ma'akev. He wants to say, the same thing is true of a cut before my mitzvah. Since Kabbalah's mitzvah is impossible, it's not ma'akev. I don't like that example. I give a different example. What about a carbon? A carbon. Used to be ma'akev according to some. We saw that Machlokas and Ukay Yosef, etc. So it says it's impossible, it's not ma'akev. Right? What about smuchim? Ishmi Pish and Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not ma'akev, it's impossible. So in under 13, it's impossible. This is impossible. It's not miyak. That's how I answer your question.
But then, according to that, so once he's
13,
Jewish, he doesn't need a kabbalah mitzvah. So therefore, he should be mechayev in onshin also once he becomes 13.
With or without a new kabbalah?
Without that, he doesn't need a kabbalah.
Oh, not so clear. It seems to me, it's very possible that if this is a pshat in ger katan, then once he turns 13 and kabbalah mitzvah becomes possible, it's an absolute requirement. That's a posh pshat in a Tosfos, not here, but in Masechet Sanhedrin, on the Maamar Kohanim. Now, if you saw it, the long Tosfos at the very end, it's very important to see that Tosfos. That's how I read that Tosfos. We'll come to it. But in any event, Rabbi Osai, you did mention a good point, which is, what about Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? So you may remember that we already saw from Rav Zsolti, Zichrono Levracha, who said that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, according to the Rambam, his formulation, is not a procedure. You have Mila, you have Tvila, you have Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Three different procedural things to take place. No. According to the Rambam, what did I call it? Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is a, what did I call it? Remember? A prerequisite before you even get started. Oh. So I saw in a beautiful piece in that same Torah Shabbat Peh, it's a gold mine. There's a whole mimer about Geras Bekana by Harav Eliyahu Bakshi. This goes back many years ago. It goes back 40 years ago when this was written. And since then, after he became what? He became the Rishon LeZion. Am I correct? Subsequent years. He was a fairly young man 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Long time. That's when this Torah Shema Peh was Yud Gimel, Tav Shel Lamed Aleph. So he writes exactly the same thing as Rav Zsolti. Now, of course, he couldn't have quoted Zsolti because they wrote in the same countries. They were all printed at the same time. But then he says he wants to apply this yesod to ger katan. I'll read you his words. Haratzon likanes lebris. Ulistofef tachas kanfei ashkino the kabbalah torah einam. Catch this. Halil is modern Hebrew. Who knows? Who's Israeli? Who knows a modern Hebrew? Einam halich geirus. What's halich mean? Part of the procedure. Elatanai rishoni. With a yud at the end. What does rishoni? Prerequisite. He's mamash using all words except he's using modern Hebrew. You look up your modern Hebrew, you'll see. Okay. Kedei sheyeh Muhammad Legerus, to be a candidate for Gerus. Right? This is the Yisod that he explains, and if you want to go later, page Kuflam and A, going over to Vav, this Yisod. Ratzol nikones liyadus, eina pu'ula shechayevas deyosos bepoel, tzorach ladasim es ametzius, im yesh lefoneinu odam shemuchan lizgayer, shemuchan lekabal of ol shayadus. That's the assault. Haba'as ritzanoli kones abris mishameshes kolchok lebezin shochein odom ze kashir. Kashir means qualify. Lavor halichei geirus. Okay? Therefore, according to Rav Huna, schus because tachas kafei hashchina, he says he wants to be Jewish, harei sheyesh lefaneinu mizgayer v'yevshel legayro. What an interesting chiddush. Al kolponim, he says, Rabosai, is a Rambam has a completely different attitude towards Kabbalah's mitzvahs than all the Rishonim. They say, Tosfos says, that is the procedural matter. Remember Tosfos Shita? That's the only thing that must be done in the presence of three. Only the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because that's the only major procedure. The rest, Mil and Tvila, is bureaucratic, maybe it's take away Ma'akrim, different formulation that we saw earlier. According to that, Rabosai, Shita HaTosfos, we understand very well that let's assume that Beis Din has the ability to undergo Kabbalah HaMitzvahs on behalf of the Ger Kodesh. Look, the Mila and the Tvila, Rabosai, what are they doing? Obviously the Mila is on the skin of the cotton, not the Beis Din. And the Tvila is the skin of the cotton, not the Beis Din. So what do you mean, Matbilan also Adas Beis Din? Because Rabosai, every Sechiyah. Let's just say, for example, I gave that, remember that famous watch I gave to Yaakov yesterday? Yaakov did two things on Shaul's behalf. One, a Maisa Kenyan, picked up the watch. Two, Das Kenyan. He expressed Shaul's Das. He heard on Shabbos, he wanted a watch. Yes, both Maisa and Das were expressed on behalf of the ultimate Zochin. With me so far? Oh. When it came to the Mila and the Tvila, that action is done on the body of the Ger Kotten himself. So what does mean Ger Kotten at Bilnos Adas Beis Din Zochron the Odom Shalom Befonov? Pipshuto, it's referring to the Das. You need Das for the Mila, Das for the Tvila, Das for the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And that's being expressed by the Beis Din. Except when it comes to Kabbalah Samitzvahs, which is the essence of the procedural geirus, there the Beis Din does more than the whole action. The action when makabel mitzvahs on behalf of this little kid, that's also done by the Beis Din. Oh, Rabbi, also that being the case, we can suggest what is the schia and the maisa when Yaakov picked up the watch for Shaul, that's shlichus. Show it how to pick it up. Well, usually, when you make a shliach, do something for me, right? Can you get me this, get me that, do me this. That's an action. So this is some kind of an action. So we have the principle of shlichus, and if the principle of shlichus, so then we can suggest the whole discussion. And shlichus the cotton, zochen zechias. If it works, it's only mishum shlichus in the cotton. 13 can undo it retroactively. That's the push-up shot. Fine. No problem. The shlichus is bottle, the schiyah is bottle. It's nothing. It's null and void. Fine. Because what did they do according to Tosfos? They did the act of Kabbalah Smith on behalf of the cotton. That's the ikar of the procedure of Geir. That requires three. But according to the Rambam, no. It's a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite. So therefore, the only thing Beis Din is doing is being koveya. That's a schus for this kid to become Jewish. That kapel that we called before is a schia in the das, not a schia in the maisa. A schia in the das, one could argue, is not mitam shlichus. It's not mitam. There's no shlichus, no action going on over here. And if it's not mitam shlichus, then it cannot be undone by the ultimate refusal of the potential zoch. Adka. Rabosai, there's more to say about this Rambam. I have one more shot, but I don't want the time to go by before I read you. We need one more Maramach of that Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So now I'm going to have more Sanhedrin tomorrow with you. Let's read it together. I believe there's a third sheet. Let's chazer again. The standard shot is Tosfos, Ksuvos. What does it mean? Based upon the Pashup in the Gemara, Zoch Adonai Shlo B'Fonav, it works through Zechiah, and Beis Din is doing what has to be done, whether called the Mila, the Tvila, the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, whether it be in the Das, or be in the Maisa, etc., on behalf of the Ger, as we work with the Rice of the Rabbanim, there's 2 days in Tosfos Ksuvos Safed Aleph Amud Aleph. Sanhedrin Samachesim Beis. It's Dibra Masil Cotton, time for Umiu Kosh. You can scroll this, it's a long, long tosis. That should be here somewhere. Umiu Kosh, a little bit higher. Umiu Kosh. There, I had, it was there. We're just on. Put that on the top line. There we go. Good, perfect. Well, we have another time just to read this tosis. Rabbam holds, no. The way if my pshat is correct, it's impossible to undo. What's the machlokas between them? Either two machlokas and the chaschia, whether a schus, it's basically called a schus gum, which you cannot undo, or maybe because if you were cut at the time, you can't say retroactively, you didn't want it, you cannot undo, or it's a machlokas, not a chaschia, but a chas geiris. It's kabbalas and mitzvahs, the essence of the procedure of geiris, which can be undone, or no, it's a prerequisite. Figure as a candidate, that cannot be undone. Now I have a third sheet. Tosis is ahead in some chesim. Miu kash. Everyone with me? Everyone reading from the top line? Big print? Everyone see it? Perkama de ksubis, daminan, ger kama pilas odaz bezdin, u chol mili chosh of ger, latir bevatsi stra, the kiddush of kiddush in the bottom of cholts in the miyabin, u chol mili dar raisa. Velo mash me shem itam yesh koch biyad chachamim lak adavim and at Torah. As they said, where? Where did they say that was the pshah? Where? Nu, subis in aleph. They don't like that pshah. Why not? Chodo, tani b'shev yal tasem. Vakum vaseil, lahaloch. The old, with the parach, Michael Mashman, Tanina Zochshon Bafanov, put up its base and the Eish Koach, it's a totally different concept. They don't like the pshat over here. They give it their own new pshat. There's a new pshat Rabbi Oseh, which is an amazing, amazing pshat. V'nirem, the tzchia de geiris lo domi l'shar z'chias. The mashabezin matbilen also, enam zochin ba'avuro, elahu zocha bi'atmo v'gufo. Whoa, whoa, you know what he's saying? Not like a typical schia, I gave you my watch, you pick it up for him. Here, no, the ger himself, he undergoes the mila, undergoes the tefillah. It's not based on a typical, it's completely different than a typical zechia. Let's go further. But the parach b'ksubis, zoch l'ashla b'fonav, u'mashan ma'adatem ha'overcome v'yan nifkale. Yeah, what's going on? Look at the words now. Hayne mishum. If it would be bad for them to become Jewish, give me a literal translation of lehismatzeya. Literal. To get in the middle of it, right? To get involved. Bezdin should never have gotten involved. You get an impression from Tosfos, this would not be a fatal flaw. The Geirus would be good anyway. Even if it were in the schus, just the Bezin shouldn't get involved. That's Pashup Shantosis. Vafila betino of the la bardas choshev ger, with the mice of Victana Pchusami Vashlosha, she is here Vatmahu, Kid Parishis, Shamila Vatfila Begufo, period. Kamatina Shavosena Nikosul of Vismila, Utfila Vatsos Dome, Vakamat Katanama Yabashat Matan Torah. Kedushan Ayandalit, Giyoris, she's got Pchusami Vashosh Ksheo de Kuna, Shinizub Sulevi Israel. We might see Raya Mitzvah Bishlam Midyan. Very important Raya. Very important Raya. Bechol Hataf Banoshim Vigomer. Sukkim and Parshas Matos. Very Pinchas and Eimon. It's a coin. Alpha God the Minim Bixubis. Higdili Yechol and Limchos. Here's a major problem, Rabbi Osai. If you're telling me it works through Zachin, the Ozim Shalom, the fun of, we understand very well that you can say no. But Babasu Kuflam El Ches. I say no to the gift. No to the watch. But if Tosis is right, that Zechia is not a sine qua non for the Geirus proper. It's just I shouldn't get involved. Don't get involved. But if I got involved, it would work anyway. Why Chol Limchos? What a gavaldig akash against this new understanding. What do they say? Harminon, the Shigodlu, Shoachas, Velo Michu, Shuveni Chol Limchos. Therefore, look at the last line, a whole new Torah, a whole new religion. The moel humila utvila shel katnos shaisa begufam ve'ein chaserim ela kabbalas mitzvus umitok shegadlu v'lo michu haynu kabbalah. Unbelievable pshat. What did Tosfos say? I link this Tosfos with the sheet that we saw before, the sheet of Mubes and Ksubis. The sheet that they said when a kid is under 13 and cannot accept mitzvahs, it's not miyakev. The moment he turns 13, It is miyakev. Not comparable to a ger but a korban who was the guy now without a korban, and the Mary Yibon HaMikdash, she had to bring in the korban. That was a long-term project. We know when we're Mary, we're hoping for 2,000 years of Mary HaMikdash. Here, this ger cut, within 13 years, it'll be a ger gadol for sure. So from the very beginning, the pshat is, right now he's Jewish because he's missing nothing. As soon as he turns 13, he's missing something, namely Kabbalah. And when he's from, right? Kabbalah smiths mitoch shegodah v'lo michu, you don't protest. Hayinu Kabbalah. So you have a two-pronged geris. It works until 13 with Mila and Tvila. And it works after 13 with Mila, Tvila, and Kabbalah. What an amazing pshat. Not based on Zochin at all. It's not based on Zochin. You don't need Zochin just to tell why would Bezdin get involved. But the fundamental workings of Ger Katan is different. The Mila and Tvila are done on his body. You don't need Zochin. It means you don't need Zochin and Mice, you don't need Zochin and Das, whatever you want to say. And the Kabbalah is when he turns 13. What's the obvious kasha? Obvious kasha. No, not going to tell you tomorrow. What's the kasha when he turns 13? What's missing when he turns 13? No, he did the Mila. Did the Tvila. What's missing? Kabbalah also did. What's missing? Bezdin. Where's the Bezdin? I have to invite a Bezdin to his Bar Mitzvah party. We haven't heard about this one. Where's the Bezdin? What's the answer? Yesh Mepharshim, Tosin Yevamis. And we know he's from, it's as if he's Mekabel in front of Bezdin. There's a third sheet to complete. Rabbosai, we'll stop here tomorrow, we'll go into more details, and this is going to get cut, and we'll see out of the Shema.